Today is Wednesday, June 3rd, 2026. This is your functional health briefing for Patient. In the next 6 to 8 minutes, we'll explore how your gut, your brain, your skin, and your mood are all part of one quietly connected system, and what a few researchers and clinicians are saying about the small daily choices that can shift the whole thing in your favor. Here's something worth sitting with for a moment. You have more influence over your health trajectory than most of us were ever taught. Not through perfection, not through expensive interventions, but through understanding how your body's systems talk to each other, and then making small, informed choices that support that conversation. That's what today is really about. Let's start with something that kept surfacing across four completely different health conversations this week, from a neurologist, a psychiatrist, a functional medicine physician, and a nutrition specialist focused on skin. All four kept arriving at the same word, inflammation. Not the kind you feel after a sprained ankle, that's acute and purposeful. We're talking about chronic, low-grade inflammation. The kind that hums quietly in the background, often without obvious symptoms, and slowly shapes how your brain functions, how stable your mood is, and yes, even how your skin looks. Dr. Mark Hyman, a functional medicine physician, cited a landmark study called the Global Burden of Disease Study, a massive analysis drawing on data from 195 countries over 27 years, published in The Lancet. It found that poor diet is responsible for approximately 11 million deaths per year, making it the world's leading preventable driver of chronic illness. The primary mechanism connecting diet to that burden is inflammation. Building on that, Dr. Hyman sat down with psychiatrist Dr. Drew Ramsey to talk specifically about ultra-processed foods and what they actually do inside the body. Think of your gut lining as a carefully maintained security fence. Ultra-processed foods gradually loosen the posts. They alter the delicate community of bacteria living in your digestive tract, and they can trigger what's sometimes called leaky gut, a state where the intestinal lining becomes more permeable, allowing particles that belong inside your digestive system to slip into the bloodstream instead. That sets off an immune alarm that becomes chronic over time. A pooled analysis published in the British Medical Journal, drawing on 45 separate meta-analyses involving 10 million people, found that higher ultra-processed food consumption was associated with a 48 to 53% increased risk of anxiety and depression and a 44% increased risk of dementia. Those aren't marginal numbers. They reflect a meaningful signal across an enormous body of evidence. Neurologist Dr. David Perlmutter and his son, Dr. Austin Perlmutter, gave this a name, disconnection syndrome. Here's a simple way to picture it. You have two key regions in your brain, the prefrontal cortex, which handles long-term thinking, impulse control, and reasoned decision-making, and the amygdala, which functions like your internal alarm system. In a healthy, well-rested, well-nourished brain, these two regions communicate fluidly. The alarm goes off, the wise part of your brain evaluates it, and you respond thoughtfully. But chronic stress, amplified by chronic inflammation, poor sleep, and ultra-processed diets, physically reshapes that balance. Research cited by Dr. Austin Perlmutter shows that neurons in the prefrontal cortex can actually shrink under sustained stress, while the amygdala grows more connections. The alarm center gets louder. The calm, long-view part gets quieter. We become more reactive and less able to make choices that serve us well. And here's where the gut connects to the brain even more directly. Dr. Drew Ramsey noted that 60 to 70% of your immune system lives in your gut. Meanwhile, Cicely Fraser, a nutrition specialist who works specifically with acne clients, noted that in her clinical practice, nearly every client she tests shows very low levels of a keystone gut bacteria called Akkermansia mucinifera, a colony that plays a significant role in regulating immunity and hormone processing. Dr. Will Cole confirmed this mirrors what he sees in his own practice. What's remarkable is that the same gut imbalances showing up on people's skin are also linked to mood instability, cognitive fogginess, and accelerated brain aging. The gut, the brain, and the skin are genuinely in conversation with each other through the same inflammatory pathways. So what does this mean for your day? Practically, accessibly, without overhauling your life. Dr. Hyman has spoken extensively about the morning window as a particularly meaningful one for resetting these systems. Your circadian rhythm, the internal clock that governs your hormones, your metabolism, and how well you sleep that night is largely recalibrated each morning through three signals: light, movement, and food timing. Stepping outside within 30 minutes of waking, even for 10 to 20 minutes, sends a primary biological signal that anchors that clock. If weather keeps you inside, a full-spectrum light can serve a similar function. More importantly, what you eat in the first hour of the day matters more than many people realize. Dr. Hyman described sugary breakfasts, think sweetened cereals, muffins, flavored coffees, as genuinely disruptive to metabolism, triggering a blood sugar spike followed by a cortisol surge and an energy crash that can shape your entire afternoon. A simple swap: eggs with avocado and olive oil, a handful of nuts with whole fruit, or any combination built around protein and healthy fat. Dr. Ramsey's published research points to leafy greens, omega-3 rich foods like sardines, and pumpkin seeds, rich in zinc and magnesium, as some of the most nutrient-dense options for brain and mood support. One more finding worth pausing on: Dr. David Perlmutter cited research showing that a single night of poor sleep increased amygdala reactivity by 60% when participants were shown emotionally negative images compared to those who slept normally one night. That's how quickly sleep quality translates into emotional resilience the very next day. And then there's something that often gets dismissed as soft human connection. Dr. Austin Perlmutter described oxytocin, sometimes called the love hormone, as a genuine biological bridge. Real interaction, eye contact, physical touch, authentic conversation, releases oxytocin, which actively supports communication between the prefrontal cortex and the amygdala. It is, in a very literal sense, brain medicine. Research cited in these conversations identified social isolation as one of the most modifiable risk factors for dementia, meaning it's one of the factors most within our power to change. Before we close, the standard but genuinely important reminder: everything shared here is educational and informational only. It is not medical advice, and it doesn't replace the guidance of your own healthcare provider, who knows your full history, your medications, and your circumstances. If you're noticing persistent changes in mood, memory, energy, skin, or anything that feels sudden or alarming, those are meaningful signals worth bringing to your doctor. You don't need to figure it out alone. That's your functional health briefing for today. Thank you for spending this time investing in your own well-being. It genuinely matters. Come back tomorrow for another grounded look at what the science is saying and how it connects to your daily life for your one free wellness step today. Before you reach for your phone this morning, try 5 slow breaths. In for a count of 5, hold for 5, out for 5, repeated 5 times. It takes under 2 minutes, costs nothing, and activates your parasympathetic nervous system, your body's rest and restore state, before the day's demands begin. You've got this. Take care of yourself. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.